This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Friday, 5 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Our nation has been built on the shoulders of people like Rebecca Lavrence. The mom, you know, the boys play college baseball. The girls are all in the sports. She's a godly woman, and you could tell from her understanding of the Old Testament and the New Testament, her depth of knowledge and commitment in praying to God for guidance. That's what this country is built upon. That's what this country is built upon. That's what they're trying to destroy. This is what Wallace and these guys, the false white gospel, right? They're, you know, you're the font of all evil. And you heard the Republican operative on at the start of the show saying, oh, it's about race. Not about race at all. White rural rage has nothing to do with that at all. You're the people. And our coalition is bringing on minorities and other ethnicities and religions every day. It's expanding. That's why they're freaking out. They can't close with the same lies to the same coalition they've always had. They couldn't do it in 16. They didn't do it in 20. They can't do it in 2024. So now what they have to do is they have to use lawfare. They have to scare you. They have to break the lawyers. They have to put people in jail. A woman, a great-grandmother, 71 years old, that went to the Capitol, in the Capitol for 10 minutes, went there by herself, went to the Capitol in 10 minutes, walked around, prayed, left in 10 minutes. Guilty on four charges. And this is, remember, this is the demonic just part. We're going to get the names of the prosecutors up. You got to start talking about who these people are. Who are these demons, right? We got to find out. You know, the Marco Polo team has put out a new directory. I'm sorry, but this has got to be part of the conversation. And ask for the maximum, up to 3 years in a federal prison. Think about that. 3 years in a federal prison. 71-year-old great-grandmother, raised up a great family, a great patriot, just one of the little people. They're trying to destroy you. They're trying to destroy you. They're trying to destroy you. And they're so ashamed of it, they didn't show 1 second of it last night on MSNBC and CNN. Man, they spike the football every day. They've made this J6 thing. President Trump called them hostages and a prisoner. Well, hey, she's a prisoner, political prisoner, and she's a hostage. Okay? Suck on that. These people are evil and they're demonic. Raheem Kassam, your thoughts?
Well, we can't say we haven't been telling everybody so for so very long about all of this stuff, and I think it's really coming to a head with this. This is really one of the, I think, most critical, most pertinent and most poignant examples you can give of the Biden regime's persecution of ordinary Americans. And the details of the case, Steve, are even more harrowing. You know, the federal agents turn up at her house, they put her in chains. Right. You know, they have the stomach chain and the ankle chains. He's 71 years old, poses no threat to anybody, is absolutely making a scene of it, is absolutely making an unnecessary example of her in this regard. But, you know, to come back on something that we were talking about in the last segment, in the last hour, you know, who doesn't want to make an example of it is the mainstream media, is the corporate media. They understand in their hearts that this is, as you said, a jumping of the shark moment, as if there weren't enough already, right? And you want to talk about the J6 committee, you know, who was in charge of that? You know, a man who used to give his sucker and support to violent supremacist black nationalist groups. You know, you look at the people who are on that thing, you look at what Karl Rove is saying out there yesterday about these people, how they should be in jail. Karl Rove should be in jail, frankly, for the war crimes that he helped facilitate. But nobody wants to talk about that. And you also look at
Hang on. This is very important. Karl Rove on a stage being paid a bunch of money says all these J6ers that Rebecca Lavrence all should be in prison. He should be in prison. He's a war criminal. for the war criminals in the Bush regime, including old man Cheney, Bush himself. They lied to the American people from the beginning. All the dead in Iraq, the blood is on their hands. And I call the dead in Iraq the U.S. soldiers, the troops, the contractors, and the Iraqi people. That scumbag, and they knew they were lying. Here's the thing. They knew they were lying at the time. He's complete human scum. And he's saying these J6 people, these people are patriots. And they are political prisoners, and they are hostages. Raheem.
Steve, I think it goes even further than that. You know, the dead in Iraq is one thing, the millions upon millions that there were. You think about the $5 trillion that was spent fighting those wars on Karl Rove and the Bushies' behalves. You think of the knock-on effects, the domino effects from all of that, the economic effects. You think about the pillaging of middle America as a result. You think about the outsourcing that's happened as a result. You think about, you know, the lack of investment, inward investment into the United States as a result has necessarily led to everything, all the economic carnage that you're seeing taking place right now. That is why they're doing it. It's why they feel like they have to do it. They spent all this money overseas. They spent all this blood overseas, and now there's nothing left here as far as they're concerned. So they've got to go and cash in elsewhere. And there are knock-on effects further to that. You know, you look at what happened in Afghanistan. I just finished reading this frankly terrible book, The Internationalists, all about how the Biden regime, you know, failed and flubbed getting out of Afghanistan, all the bloodshed it left in its wake there, how they ended up getting into this Ukraine situation, all the bloodshed that has ended up there. And, you know, I think you can trace a direct line back to Karl Rove and all of those people and the Douglas Feiths and the George Bushes and all of those guys around back then who are now sitting up on stages, like you say, paid for their time to opine on ordinary people who decided, hey, God's talking to me about going to the Capitol and saying some prayers quietly in the Capitol building, the public building, the United States Capitol. A building, by the way, for the ladies and gentlemen out there that have never been, I can walk out of my house right now, walk 5 minutes down the street, and walk into the U.S. Capitol building without breaking a single law. And on that day, they decided, hey, you know, we're gonna trick these people into walking in here, and the Biden regime is going to charge them on the way out. And it's disgusting. And it's one of these things. I saw how vexed Josh Hammer was in the first segment, and so he should be. This is equally vexing, equally angering. And I think there is a righteous indignation to be had here like no other before.
Raheem, I don't have time. I want to do I'm going to send everybody National Pulse, see your story on The Rock, but I want to try to get you back on tomorrow because I want to play the video and I want you to talk about it because it's quite profound, actually, what's happening there. But where do people go on National Pulse to get your story on the great-grandmother and this amazing analytical piece you have on The Rock?
Yeah, an amazingly busy news morning over at thenationalpulse.com. I commend it to everybody, and the team over there is working extremely hard, especially as I'm sick at the moment. They're working even harder to keep the site up. There is an earthquake even this morning in New Jersey, 4.5. We just got the story up there. The Rock has come out and said that he regrets his endorsement, his 2020 endorsement of Joe Biden, and is slamming cancel and woke cultures. There's a lot of news stories up at thenationalpulse.com. And if you feel so inclined, support our work. We're 100% ordinary reader funded. thenationalpulse.com/war room is where you go, or you can click any of the support buttons across the site, thenationalpulse.com. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Raheem. Hopefully see you tomorrow. Guardian has a huge story today about our Ambassador Rick Grenell, one of the closest advisors to President Trump. But Rick, the book, he just talked about the internationalists, which makes the case that you and President Trump and Cash Patel and everybody that had the foreign policy that had us at peace and prosperity, you didn't know what you were doing. You guys are dangerous. And it took Joe Biden's team of internationalists, of guys who really knew how the system worked, to bring peace and prosperity to the world. Does the empirical evidence back that up, Ambassador Rick Grenell?
Steve, you know the answer. Look, I have been working with, you know, the legacy media for decades, and people should really just understand just how scary these people are. Someone like Beth Reinhold at the Washington Post, you know, she started this whole thing by writing a story saying that I'm traveling the world meeting with right wing leaders. She knew, Steve, she knew that I had met with left-wing leaders. And she purposely chose to not talk about any of those left-wing leaders that I met with, and just simply wanted to write, he's just traveling, talking to right-wing leaders. She also knew from the very beginning that when I go and meet with people, world leaders, I invite the embassy. Sometimes I even bring the ambassador with me, or a note taker, a foreign service officer, or I brief them if they don't want to go to the meeting. And the reason why is because when I was U.S. ambassador to Germany, I can't tell you how many times John Kerry and others who were out of office would sneak into Germany and meet with Merkel or others, never tell the embassy, never brief us, and yet they got away with it. No, nobody ever pushed them from the legacy media. And so now what we have is a shameful, shameful system. And The Guardian, all they did was take the Washington Post story and never call anyone else and just rewrite it. We've got this, you know this, we've got this system in the media where you just rewrite someone else's story, assuming that it's all correct, and then you put your own little spin on it. It's cheap, they can do it fast, they don't have to check sources. But it's literally like when we were kids, it's like the game of telephone, where you tell one person something, they hear something else, and by the time you get to the third or fourth iteration, it's literally, you know, a crazy story where the truth is not even close to being written. And so I'm very concerned about the state of media and what they do to people. And look, this happens to me. This happens to every single conservative every single day. It's been written about you. It's every single conservative has to go through this. I don't really care about reporters who are behind a firewall because nobody reads them. And it's just this kind of echo chamber in Washington, D.C. What I'm most concerned about is what this is doing to our country, where we don't have an honest assessment of facts, that the legacy media only wants to put out one side of the story. They crush dissenting information. They crush the dissenting voices. This is fascism. This is the fight that we are facing right now. And Ronald Reagan warned us that every generation has to fight for their freedom. And I think we've had now 20 years where people haven't really been fighting for their freedom. They've taken advantage of what we have in the United States. And people listening, you have to ask yourself every single day, what are you doing? What are you doing today to fight for the United States and liberty? Because we're losing it.
They're already starting to, as you can tell, starting to draw the battle lines. They're like an opposition party, draw the battle lines against President Trump and what he's going to do geopolitically. Rick, where do people go? I want to make sure that they're familiar with your Twitter feed, all your writings, your TV hits, et cetera, because you're going to be a major part of the second term. It's what's driving them crazy. That's why the hit pieces are coming out on Grinnell now. You can always see who the players are going to be about who they're targeting, and they definitely got the ambassador in the crosshairs.
It doesn't work. They think it works in Washington and there's like this echo chamber, but I can't tell you how many people see through it and just say, wow, keep up the good work, or you know, I have literally leaders from all over the world reaching out to say, hey, can we talk? Can we have a conversation? It really has backfired on the left, but I appreciate all of your support. The places to find me are just on the typical. On Truth, I'm at Grinnell. On Twitter, it's at Richard Grinnell. Instagram, at Richard Grinnell. We've got a fight in front of us, and we all need to recognize what's at stake.
I'm going to have you back on next week because you're making huge progress in California, too, under the radar, which is extraordinary because California actually is a MAGA state. It's just the demonic forces that are in charge of it won't let MAGA have its rightful place. You're doing an amazing job out there. We'll have you on next week to talk about all that.
Thanks, Steve. All the best to you.
Ambassador Rick Grinnell, one of President Trump's most senior advisors on everything on foreign affairs, national security, the deep state, DNI, intelligence, all of it. And man, they are coming after him like nobody's business. Big article in The Guardian today. We'll make sure you see that as an example. I kind of put it up on Getter talk about the lies and the misrepresentations in it. A rewrite of the Washington Post article. Okay, by the way, how do we get up and get so jacked up early morning? Warpath Coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/worm. You get your discount. Check out the dark roast, the Mariner's Blend, but they got all the best, the mild roast, the breakfast roast, all of it. Jim Rickards, Geopolitics Ukraine, next in the war room. Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer. Just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action.
For Ukraine, the determination of every country represented here at NATO remains rock solid. We will do everything that we can, allies will do everything that they can, to ensure that Ukraine has what it needs to continue to deal with Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine, an aggression that gets worse with every passing day. Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Our purpose at the summit is to help build a bridge to that membership and to create a clear pathway for Ukraine moving forward.
Of course, we believe that Ukraine deserves to be a member of NATO and that this should happen sooner rather than later.
I got news for you, boys, and I'll break down probably tomorrow Stavridis's all the lies he said about the 75th birthday. But if Ukraine has become a member of NATO, the United States will not be a member of NATO. They want to force the hand of MAGA, force it right now. They changed the law in the National Defense Authorization Act for a commander in chief to get a treaty because it's very laid out in the Constitution what it takes to get into a treaty, 2/3 approval of the United States Senate, because the founders, did not want us into a lot of treaties. They realized, and if you're going to get into one, it's got to be the whole country kind of come together. That's what 2/3 of the Senate means, that it's just not a partisan deal. But they're pushing it, and next weekend coming back, the fight, and MTG is going to kick it off Monday morning at 10 o'clock right here, the fight over the Ukraine supplemental at $60 billion. And this is going to be a fight because it's emblematic about the direction of the country, and particularly the Republican House, with an open border and the invasion going all over everywhere, war breaking out on the rim of the Eurasian landmass, all the way from the South China Sea to the Red Sea to Gaza, up into Ukraine. Not the managed decline of our country, but the absolute free fall of the country under the Biden regime. Remember, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. I think I've said that one or two times over the last couple of years. Jim Rickards joins us, and Jim Rickards got an amazing piece up about Ukraine. Is that how in your face is that, Brother Rickards, that Blinken's over there and just a throwaway line that Ukraine's going to be part of NATO? I mean, that has so many geostrategic elements to it. Just a toss away line. They are going to be a declarative statement. They are going to be a member of NATO, and we're a bridge. We're a bridge to get them into NATO. How does that sit with you, sir?
Well, remember how this war started. This war started in 2008 when George W. Bush said in the Bucharest conference that Ukraine and Georgia will be members of NATO. He said that in 2008. 6 months later, Putin invaded Georgia. That was the message. It's like, hey, we're not fooling around. Those two countries are not going to be members of NATO. Flash forward to 2014, the MI6 and CIA orchestrate a coup in Ukraine. They throw out a duly elected president. Now, yes, the president was slightly pro-Russia. Okay, but they had an election and he won. Well, they threw him out. There were snipers, Nazi-affiliated snipers in Maidan Square, killing innocent civilians. Victoria Nuland was handing out sandwiches. And then after that, the president flees. We got a U.S. puppet in place. Putin invades Crimea. So two for two. Every time the U.S. and NATO push this membership idea and push the Western affiliation, Putin invaded Georgia, then he took over Crimea. What part of invasion does the United States not understand? Interesting thing about Putin, he's a great chess player. I guess he's a good card player. He doesn't bluff. He doesn't bluff. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. You should take him seriously. So this has a long history. There's a part of me that actually kind of doesn't care what Tony Blinken says about Ukraine joining NATO, because candidly, Steve, the way things are going, there's not going to be a Ukraine. I thought this war might go on for another year, perhaps longer. Ukraine's collapsing. It looks like this thing could be, I don't want to say over. It's an overstatement, but it could be over in about 6 months.
Hang on, but I want to talk about that because they're setting up the narrative. They're blaming the collapse of Ukraine on this show, on this audience, on MAGA, on President Trump, on MTG, on the members in Congress, Matt Gaetz, have fought this war from the very beginning and said what's going to happen. Because if you see Blinken right there, that is what Professor Mersheimer at the University of Chicago warned us about in 2014. He said right. The West, the leadership in the West, the corrupt, is going to lead the Ukrainian people down the primrose path with all these promises, and then at the end of the day, not be able to fulfill them, and they're going to get crushed. And that's exactly what's happened. Yet the blame, they're going to turn around. They're already doing it. The blame, Zelensky, every day, the blame is going to be laid on MAGA and the MAGA house. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, well, Joe Biden has never accepted responsibility for anything in 50 years. All he knows how to do is lie, make up stories, and blame somebody else. That's the MO at the White House. And as far as this is concerned, the problem is Ukraine is literally, as I mentioned, it's literally collapsing in front of our eyes. The Battle of Avdiivka, Americans don't know where all these things are. You got to look it up on a map. But the Avdiivka was a big battle. I thought that would go on longer, kind of more like Bakhmut. But it didn't. The Ukrainian army saw that they were being encircled, a typical Russian tactic. They were being encircled, and they fled. It wasn't like an orderly retreat or, gee, we got to move to our next defensive line. They fled. The problem is when you flee west of Avdiivka, you're in open fields. The Russians annihilated them. The best estimates are the Ukrainians have suffered 100,000 killed and wounded since January and 30,000 killed and wounded in the month of March alone. Those numbers are like Iwo Jima, Okinawa, or Antietam. I mean, these are huge, huge casualties. They're in full retreat. They've used up their reserves. They sent the reserves into Bakhmut, then Avdiivka. So the reserves have been wiped out. Some of their mechanized battalions are now infantry battalions because all of their armor has been destroyed. All of the U.S. Wonder weapons that we're going to save them haven't worked. The HIMARS artillery is precision GPS-guided artillery that we gave them. The Russians figured out how to jam the GPS, so those shells just kind of land randomly. The Leopard, Challenger, and Abrams tanks are burning on the battlefield. The Bradley fighting vehicles, same thing, whether it's mines or bombs. By the way, this is very troubling to me, not just because Ukraine's losing, that's obvious, but what it means is that NATO can't win. The U.S. is so far behind. The Russians have, they got the Zircon hypersonic cruise missile. So it's a cruise missile, but most cruise missiles go about 600 miles an hour. The Zircon goes 4,000 miles per hour. It actually creates a plasma around it in the atmosphere, makes it invisible. It's like a stealth weapon, even though it wasn't designed for that. The Kinjal missile goes 7,000 miles per hour. Patriot anti-missile batteries can't hit a hypersonic missile. They can't. And the Russians have blown up four Patriots.
I want to go back to, because you're saying something that MSNBC, the New York Times, Washington Post will never talk about, the casualties. This is the reason the two uniformed generals that were relieved for cause and kind of like a mini coup told Zelensky, we need 500,000 fresh troops and we need them at about 27 to 30 years old. We got the average age of guys in these trenches are 42 years old. That's where they're breaking and running. I mean, these guys are worn out. They have no replacements. I mean, the courage and bravery of the Ukrainian people can't be doubted, just like the troops and the Russians. This is a tragedy because of the quality of people you lose. It's the parents in Ukraine that tell Zelensky, no way. You're not going to take our sons and daughters to be thrown into this charnel house of these battles that we're losing because you don't have enough manpower to fight. Jim Rickards.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, on the other side, no one in the world is better at fighting war attrition than the Russians. That's their specialty. The Russians don't do anything impetuously. They don't do anything. You know, they just like mobilize and say, we're gonna attack you. They just sit there. They grind you down and grind you down. Now, eventually, when you're completely ground down and completely annihilated, yes, they'll launch an offensive. But they're in no hurry. And this is exactly what the Bakhmut, Avdiivka, Kupiansk. One by one, they've taken over these positions. Now they're moving to sort of the end game. I mean, they've a bunch of villages west of Avdiivka that they've taken recently, you know, small towns. But the end game, the big four are Kharkiv, Odessa, Dnipro, and Zaporizhia. The Russians actually kind of don't care about Kiev. It's like, you know, we'll leave Kiev as a out-of-the-way city, landlocked, in a rump Ukraine. But what we want, meaning the Russians, they want Kharkiv because it's a Russian-speaking city. They want Odessa. Same thing. Also, it's on the Black Sea, so that'll give them total control of the Black Sea.
But this is the point. They're taking over additional territories in the east. It's going to make a peace conference harder because it's just not the Russian-speaking Donbass and Crimea. Now they're going to have a big chunk of actually what they call Ukraine right now. It's going to make a peace conference even tougher because they're going to claim, hey, we won it in the battlefield. We're going to keep it. And you're going to have a huge fiasco. This is why a peace deal could have been made a year ago or 6 months ago. But now that the West is goaded on Zelensky and these leaders who are making a fortune in doing this, so they're going to continue. Their kids are not out there being chopped up. You're now set in a situation that's going to be incredibly tough to reach a peace deal. Am I wrong in that because now the Russians are taking over too much territory?
Well, you're exactly right. But they could have, they had a peace deal in March 2022, about a month after the war started, that was brokered by Erdogan in Turkey. With the Putin and Zelensky, where it said they had terms on the table in writing and said, okay, here's the deal. Boris Johnson, warmonger, blood on his hands, flies to Kiev and basically a lackey of Biden and says to Zelensky, if you take this deal, forget it. No more support from us, no NATO, no nothing. And Zelensky said, okay. And then he said, we'll give you whatever you need. Okay, we'll stand and fight. Now, of course, 2 years later, the Russians, people say they've only taken over 20% of the country. They've got the 20% of the country that you want. They've got the ports, the industrial base, the natural resources, et cetera. A lot of Ukraine is just steppe. I mean, okay, it's a big space on the map, but not particularly valuable. And the Russians, when they're taking these cities, they're not just throwing darts at a board. They're looking at logistics hubs, railroad hubs, highway hubs, et cetera. Yes. They're just doing everything right. And so, no, you're exactly right. This is... as I say, it's there's not going to be a Ukraine when this is done. Now, could you still get a peace deal? Yeah. Call Putin and say, give us your terms, in other words. But it's going to be a far, far worse deal than they did have in hand in 2022, or they could have had last year. And it gets worse by the month.
The losers in all this, Jim's going to stick through the break. The losers in all this are the Ukrainian people. The great tragedy. The cities look like Dresden in 1945. Mersheimer was 100% correct. These global elites in the West were going to lead the Ukrainian people down the primrose path to their destruction and fight until the last Ukrainian dies in the battlefield. Short break. Jim Rickards for Strategic Intelligence next. Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Sacred Human. Go to Sacred Human Health. We now have endorsements for people who are taking it. The feedback we've gotten on the grass-fed beef liver, the greatest concentration of nutrients known in the animal kingdom, has just been extraordinary. We've got it up there. Grace and Mo are going to put it in all the chats, hopefully Carly Bonet, but check it out. First off, read that. Go to all the site's got full of information, so go see the information. But I think you're going to like the grass-fed beef liver. We also have some other products up there too, but go check it out today. Look at the endorsement. Look how it's changed people's lives. Once again, Warpath Coffee. It's how we get jacked early in the morning. We start very early here in the war room. Make sure we got the cold opens and all the guests and everything all lined up. So go to warpath.coffee/warroom. Get your big discount by going there. Tej Gill and the team of Navy SEALs have made the best dark roast coffee ever. Mariner's blend, but they got all the mild blends, breakfast blends, all of it. So go check it out today. So, Jim, and I, by the way, remember, there are no conspiracies here in the war room. Don't believe in them. But we also, there's no coincidences. I'm just saying, if you check the timing, that when we start the interview with the great-grandmother who's now up for sentencing for 3 years in federal prison for praying in the Capitol, that's when an earthquake hit New York City. Just saying, Letitia James should take notes. Alvin Bragg should take notes. There are no coincidences. Think the timing works out perfectly. Jim Rickards, you know, our nose is rubbed in it every day about President Trump, about MAGA, about America First, about they call us isolationists, but we're not, but all of it. And the really big thing they say is that you guys are anarchy and chaos. We're stability and order. The stability and order crowd, besides the tragedy of what they're doing and misleading people in Ukraine about the, what they're prepared to support in the battlefield, which they are not. This week and the $60 billion coming up, they're going to try to spin to this audience and to the Republican base that hang on. It's not going to actually have to be 60. We got another way that we can do that, and that is we're going to take the frozen assets of the Russian people, right, and actually convert them into dollars, and we're going to give that to their mortal enemies, the Ukrainians. Tell me what that would do for the members of now. It's all Europe. It's on Wall Street. It's in the Wall Street Journal. The folks that say stability and order. What would that do to Bretton Woods? What would that do to the dollars of prime reserve currency? What would that do to our international economic system that's already under pressure, de-dollarization, about the U.S. dollar, sir?
Well, it would go a long way to destroying it. There's already empirical evidence of that. So just real quick background. When the war started, Russia had about $300 billion of U.S. Treasury securities. They earned the money selling oil. They bought U.S. Treasury securities. The U.S. immediately froze it. Now, freezing it just means what's still yours, it's your money, it's your interest, but we're not going to let you sell it or pledge it, or you can't have it for the time being, but it's still yours. That we do that a lot. Now they want to seize it. Seizing is different. That's I would say stealing. We're going to steal the $300 billion. Now, there are all kinds of harebrained schemes. By the way, Speaker Johnson is a leader in this, believe it or not. One of them is we'll take the whole $300 billion. One of them is we'll just take the interest, but the interest is about $6 billion. Well, some congressmen say, let's have we're not going to steal it, but we're going to have a 100% income tax. Well, 100% income tax is the same as stealing. They're trying to get the Europeans on board. Now, here's the problem. Only about, the estimates vary, but there are only about 20 or 30 billion of this actually in U.S. banks and custodians. The lion's share, about $260 billion, is with a European custodian, mostly in one company called Euroclear, which is the biggest clearing firm in Russia. So we sort of have to get, or sorry, in Europe, rather. we sort of have to get the Europeans on board on this. They're not there yet. There's some of the ideas are, well, let's give Ukraine a loan, a $60 billion loan, and we'll secure it with the Russian assets. So when Ukraine defaults on the loan, the creditor can take the assets. I don't have to go through all the different ways of doing this. There's also talk about stealing other Russian assets other than the Treasury securities. Remember the whole Uranium One deal that Hillary Clinton, you know, they took payoffs to the Clinton Foundation and they sold Uranium One to a company called Rosatom, which is the biggest nuclear company in Russia. They're talking about taking that. So it's delusional. I mean, legally, it's not legal. It's a violation of the Sovereign Immunities Act, but they could actually pull this off. Now, your question is, what are the consequences of this? Well, let's say you're China or South Korea, Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, any country that has large holdings of U.S. Treasury securities. You're watching the U.S. steal the Russian Treasury securities that they bought and paid for, and you're saying, do I want to be in Treasuries? And then when you say, well, what are the alternatives for my reserve position? Do you like German, Italian, Japanese bonds any better? If the U.S. is not creditworthy and trustworthy, you know, the Germans and the Italians are just lackeys of the United States. So you don't like those any better. So where do you go with your reserves? Well, there's only one place to go, which is gold, physical gold. Now, here's the irony. This is what I love about the Russians, because they just, you know, chess is their national sport. They think kind of three moves ahead. Russia and Elvira Nabiullina, who's the head of the Central Bank of Russia, she's the only central banker in the world who knows what she's doing, as far as I'm concerned. They had about a quarter of their reserves in gold, took physical gold in vaults in Russia. You can't freeze it. You can't seize it. It's non-digital, et cetera. Now, in the past 3 months, the value of those reserves have gone from $174 billion to $224 billion. In other words, Russia made $48 billion just by letting the price of gold go up. They didn't have to do anything. Why did the price of gold go up? It went up because the U.S. and Speaker Johnson were threatening to steal the Russian assets. So people said around the world, not just in Russia, people said, get me into gold. The price of gold went up. So while Johnson and Mitch McConnell and Johnny Ernst and Corin and all these warmongers are talking about, you know, stealing the Russian Treasury securities, meanwhile, they're driving the price of gold up, and Russia made $48 billion on the gold. So we're, you know, I teach financial warfare at the U.S. Army War College, and it's a small group, 13 students approximately, very, you know, elite, mid-career, future big brains. And I say, not only do our sanctions not work, they actually boomerang on us. And here's an example where Russia's made, say, almost $50 billion doing nothing while we're talking about it. But if they steal these assets, and they're going to do it one way or another. By the way, the key dates, Steve, are going to be early June and July, that time frame. The reason is there's a G7 meeting in June, and there's a NATO summit meeting in July. And the White House wants to get this done before those meetings. So June and July will be that time frame, will be the critical days. Okay. But if we actually steal any portion of this, even the $5 or $6 billion of interest, forget about the $300 billion, this is just going to lead to a massive pivot away from U.S. Treasury securities into gold. I own gold, but you know, I'm not a gold bug. I'm just saying that's the only place you can go, right, where your assets are, right, safe. And then from there, U.S. interest rates are going to go up.
Jim, the reason people love having you come on the show, you're a revered figure, and people go to Strategic Intelligence, talking about that in a second, is you have both big picture history, but also the nuts and bolts of how things actually work. My question before we talk about Strategic Intelligence, are the, in your mind, given your historical perspective and what you see out there today, are the American people at war with the Russian people?
No, I mean, I've been to Russia. I've been inside the Kremlin. I mean, I was well received. I've made friends. The Russians couldn't be friendlier. There was another reporter I read, one of the UK papers, I believe, just did a long tour of Russia. He went around. He didn't have any special entourage or protection. He said, yeah, it was very warmly received. I can't think of a better natural alliance than the U.S. and Russia, because we got to get China in the box. This is Steve, I'm sure you play poker. They're saying, if you're in a three-handed poker game and you don't know who the sucker is, you're the sucker. So we have a three-handed poker game in the global macro world. It's Russia, China, and the U.S. Sorry, everybody else, you're kind of important, but it's really all down to Russia, China, and the U.S. Nixon understood this. He pivoted to China in order to put the Soviet Union in the box, and it worked, you know, under Tiktil Reagan, but it worked. But now the U.S. should pivot to Russia to put China in the box, but instead we've made Russia the boogeyman. It's just
idiotic. This was the whole Russian thing of why the elites came after us. Look, Putin and the KGB are bad guys, and people say, well, how can you talk about that? Last time I remember the way we won World War II against the fascists is we partnered with Joseph Stalin. And there was no worse demon on earth. I mean, he's Hitler-level demon. What he did to the people in Ukraine, what he did to the Russian people, what he did to the peasants, all of it. This guy's a monster. We partnered with a monster to take down a bigger monster, right? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Putin and the KGB are not good guys, but we've been in business and partnered with other not good guys to take down more evil. And the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing is an existential threat to the Judeo-Christian West, and particularly to the United States of America, full stop. And I'm telling you, what they did against President Trump in the first couple of years of administration about Russia, all planned by them, and what they've done now with Ukraine, the Ukrainian people, to me, these are war crimes. These are war crimes. What is happening in Ukraine, the blood on people's hands, and that's all going to get exposed. One of the reasons they're fighting so hard to keep us out, they know we're going to expose it when we get all the details of Victoria Nuland and all these war criminals in there. Jim, how do people get to Strategic Intelligence? People are raving about it. I want to make sure the whole audience gets access to you on a regular basis besides your hits when you come on here.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We have a landing page. It's rickardswarroom.com. It's rickardswarroom.com. You go there, you can find out how to subscribe to Strategic Intelligence. But we also have a free book offer, my first book, which is still a classic, Currency Wars. And the only place you can get that free book offer for the Bannon War Room posse is rickardswarroom.com.
That was the book that I picked up one time in a bookstore, and I was mesmerized by it. And I said, man, this is like financial warfare. And then I found out later that Jim Rickards actually teaches that at the Army War College. Jim, you're a very unique guy. Audience absolutely loves you. I want everybody to go to Strategic get Strategic Intelligence by go to Rickards. That's with an S, rickardswarroom.com. You get all the information and all the access there. Jim, we want to have you back on. A Monday starts. As you know, Johnson's become a big player in this. His team is coming up with all these perturbations. We'd love to have you back next week when it's actually laid out so that you can break it down for us and explain to us what's actually going on.
Okay, glad to do that.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Rickards over at Paradigm Press, Strategic Intelligence. One of the most brilliant guys, around. He just laid it out right there. You know, Jim Rickards is not a what we call a gold bug. I mean, he looks at all different types of financial instruments. He's one of the most sophisticated guys out there in global capital markets. But he just laid out the case right there. He said, hey, what's going to happen? And this is one of the macro issues driving the price of gold is the buying of the central banks. Remember, and I'm working with Philip Patrick and the team to come out with the fifth free installment on the end of the dollar empire about the central bank digital currency. But Jim laid it out, you know, the central banks of our enemies and the central banks of the BRICS, that's kind of the global south, the people who have the resources, are in this massive process of the de-dollarization. It's not going to happen overnight. They really don't have stable currencies that are going to do it, but somehow they're looking to either get something gold-backed or gold-linked or with resources. This is what they're going to try to do, and they're working on it nonstop. And so that's why you have to understand the macro forces right now driving the price of gold. But then you talk to the guys over at Birch Gold by going to birchgold.com/Bannon and talk to Philip Patrick and the team about what the micro is. And they've got all kind of tax-free, you know, IRAs, 401ks, all kinds of instruments that get you to do it. But most importantly, it's about where this thing is headed. And that's where you got to understand. That's one of the reasons we're so proud on the show to talk a lot of macroeconomics, talk a lot of capital markets, because to understand the world and to understand the politics in the world, understand the power distribution in the world, you have to understand macroeconomics. You have to understand capital markets. And you particularly have to think about the trade-offs in government securities and corporate bonds and equities, gold, precious metals, all of it, to actually be able to think through what's happening. Right now, the people that say that they're the stability and order, they're coming up with ideas and concepts that are very dangerous. And who's going to pay the price? You are. Just like who paid the price in Ukraine? Was it the elites in Brussels, kids, or in Davos? No. The Ukrainian citizens. That's who paid the price. Short break. Back in the war room. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock, the 6 o'clock show. I've got Brad, EJ, and Tony, and Dave Walsh. We're going to take the whole first part of that show and just break down economic numbers so you understand them, and not what's being spun by the Biden regime, but actually see it. And this shows you why in the battleground states, citizens are just saying, don't mention Bidenomics. We don't want to hear about it because we're getting crushed. We're going to break all that down. Harnwell is also going to join me. That we're going to tee up and get in some more details about this Ukraine situation. Starting Monday, MTG is going to be here to lay out her battle plan against Johnson. These guys continue to force it. We're going to be at the Ramparts. Nobody don't need to climb up there today or over the weekend. We got a lot of information we have to share with you so that you're most informed and can use your agency to the highest and best use. So there's a lot more going on there. Also, over the weekend, the Saturday show, we're going to have Philip Patrick on, talk more about gold, the underlying dynamics driving that. Also, we're going to spend a lot more time on this J6 situation, particularly this great grandmother that's just been found guilty on 4 misdemeanors, up to 3 years in a federal prison. And wait, remember, the government's asking for the max, 3 years of federal prison and $250,000 fine for going into the Capitol and having a capital crime in this city, in the Imperial City, of praying to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and praying to God. That is a mortal sin among these demons, the demonic forces. Wanted to get Aaron Zarn here, the great company Silent, because I think today, in thinking about, we started with the lawfare and destroying the lawyers. I mean, people are very concerned about the government, non-state actors, foreign governments, but their own government, everybody. They took Rebecca Lawrence out in chains. People are very concerned about this. You provide a solution, Aaron. What does your company do to protect people's privacy of their data and their information?
Hey, well, great. Thanks for having me on. In the simplest form, Silent is the only tool that you could use to really mask your location from being tracked or hacked or anything of that nature. So we make a Faraday sleeve. You could put something like this, your laptop in or your phone, and you instantly block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and NFC. So just essentially this magic pouch that allows you to have real freedom. And everything happening in the world right now is all cyber. So if you don't have a Faraday sleeve from Silent, then you're kind of blowing it. You need to get out there and protect your freedom and go to silent.com.
Aaron, when you say, give me a few stats, you're being monitored, your phones, all your data, your information, and your computers, people are essentially being monitored 24/7, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, your phone's listening to you one sense, but all the data points in your life is being collected. So building up a pattern of life or predictability around what you will do next or where you will go is already predicted. So you're just giving away so much information, and it's not possible to divorce big data entirely, but you could use tools like this one here, the Faraday phone sleeve. So in the event of Jan 6 or a protest, or you're somewhere where you don't want to be geofenced and that data being harvested and collected, have your phone on you on person, but keep it in one of these sleeves and no one's the wiser. So that's what we're offering. We're offering autonomy. We're offering the ability to remain sovereign and move about this country with a little bit more peace of mind and freedom, because the state of the world is absolutely savage. And I think optimistically, I think it's the best time to be alive, but it's pretty wild and you have to be smart about it. You got to use tools like this to be able to live a normal life. It's just the matter of fact place we're in.
Aaron, where do people go? Your site's amazing. I want people to go to this site today, check it all out. You got all kinds of specials, but you also immerse people in information about this, because it is everybody in this audience understand you're a combatant. Okay. You just gotta, you gotta embrace that. And you gotta start taking protections that a combatant would take. Where do people go?
Yeah, absolutely. SLNT.com. Use code Bannon at checkout and you get 15% off. We don't do discounts above 10%, so this is an exclusive. It's special with you. Love working with you. And I think anyone listening to this, the War Room Posse, if you don't have a silent product yet, get one. I promise you it's going to be tenfold, make your life better. Obviously, I'm biased in saying that, but what we offer is real freedom and disconnection from electronics, and it's available for you.
Aaron, we love it. I want everybody to go. Grace, Mo, get it up in the chat rooms. Let's push it. I want everybody to go to that site today and check it out. Need to do it. You need true freedom. Yeah. Aaron Zarr, thank you so much. Love the country.
You're welcome.
Love the company. Love what you provide. Thank you, brother. Mike Lindell, I got a great photo now of you and our real president. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we were out in Green Bay, and I met with our real president, and Kendra, my wife, was with me, and we got to have a picture with him, and they talked for quite a bit. He asked her how the marriage has been going so far, and I was glad to hear she said good, in spite of all the attacks.
Did she do financial due diligence? You know, she's marrying a bankrupt guy. She's going to be taking all your obligations, right? Your liabilities.
Well, she's been with me for quite a while, and she knew all the attacks, and she's all in for helping save our country. So if she wouldn't have been that, Steve, I think she would have went away a long time ago.
We got about a minute. Talk to people want to know about the deals. You're going to join us back this afternoon. Tell us about deals, sir.
Yeah, you guys, and you War Room Posse, you make it all possible to go to the rallies and stuff. And yesterday, you know, we have all of our great $25 sales. Well, yesterday, when all the slides and sandals came in, they made a mistake, and the company, they sent us the wrong color. They sent too many of the white. So they, instead of exchanging them, they're letting us sell them to the War Room Posse. Get this, everybody, $9.50 a piece. You guys all took advantage of that yesterday. This is the Impact Gel made out of soybean. The best sandals you will ever have in your life. They're normally $79. They're on sale for $25. This color, until they're gone, they're very limited supply, $9.50. Go to the website. You can get them there. But all the other specials are there. The robes, we still have a few of the robes left. $25 bed sheets. You got the two-pack. Everybody's been taking them in. The multi-use My Pillows, the American flag. With God, all things are possible. This has been such an exciting time for My Pillow. My operators, you guys call them. Tell them all about everything you want with the, you know, the two pillows, get them for $25, but you've got the towels, $25, the dish towels all came in. You guys, every color's in, $25 a set, for four dish towels. These products actually work too. It's a win, win, win. You're helping your country.
MyPillow.com.
You're helping MyPillow, and you're helping yourself.
Promo code War Room. Mike will be on this afternoon. Charlie Kirk is next on Real America's Voice. We are back here at 5 p.m. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done With Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done With Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done With Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there, do it today, check it out.